To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. Let's imagine you're at your doctor's office and he or she glances up from your chart and says, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it up. That's the fieldofgreens.com Better Health Promise. Here's an email we got from Greg who says, quote, thanks for turning me on to Field of Greens. I've been taking the product and the results have been great. This is my second time my doctor has practically danced into the room praising my blood results. Credit where credit's due, Robert and Mary, loving Field of Greens. Well, thank you, Greg. You should know that each fruit and vegetable that Field of Greens uses is medically selected for a specific health benefit. Some support vital organs like heart, lungs, and kidneys, while others support metabolism for healthy energy and weight loss. If you're busy and don't get enough exercise or you eat too much fast food, this product will make a big difference for you. Can't promise your doctor will dance into your room, as Greg puts it, but at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you'll get your money back. Get started today and save 15% at fieldofgreens.com by going to fieldofgreens.com and just using the promo code CARRY. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. I can tell you from experience that most kids are fascinated by planes flying overhead. Many of us can probably remember our first plane flight. But what kid hasn't asked, how can that big thing stay in the air? Well, along with Susan Gilbert, our next guest, Robert DeLaurentis, is a pilot and noted speaker on the subject of aviation. And Ms. Gilbert and Mr. DeLaurentis have written an illustrated, have actually written a couple of illustrated books for kids. One is called The Little Plane That Could. The second is called The Little Plane That Could, Let's Fly. Welcome to the show, Bob. I'm delighted to have you aboard. Tell us about these two books. What's the difference between them and what age group of children are they aimed at?
The age is about 3 to 5. And, you know, the idea for the book came when Susan and I were in Kenya having lunch and there was a plane flying overhead and there was a couple next to us with a little girl. And she, you know, pointed up at the plane while her parents were having a conversation. So we realized that this passion for flight starts much earlier in life than a lot of people think. And the first book, The Little Plane That Could, is about a little plane that's in a hangar and watching all the bigger planes fly by, different types, different colors, and very eager to, you know, get up there and fly himself. He's missing a few things. He's missing a propeller. And as he's growing, you know, he's getting closer and closer to getting this propeller. And then one day, it's time. He gets his propeller. He goes to class. He learns about the principles of flight. You know, lift, thrust, drag, and then it's his time. And he's out there on the runway, a little bit nervous. You know, he starts to take off, and he stops and thinks about it. And with the encouragement of the other plane and the other planes, he takes off. And then, you know, that's the first book of a trilogy. The second one is about him getting comfortable flying, and he decides to fly around the world. And on that journey, he meets lots of other planes, some of them that he met in the hangar already, but other ones are different colors and shapes with different missions. And he comes to realize that, you know, we're all connected. And yes, they may look a little differently, but they're still like him in so many ways. And they're supportive and encouraging. And it's about the connection between planes, which is a metaphor for the connection between people.
And what age group would you say this is aimed at?
The same, about 3 to 5, you know, okay. Plus or minus.
Okay, and it's illustrated. These books are illustrated, so kids can look at pictures while someone's reading it to them if they can't read it very well themselves.
Right. We have a brilliant illustrator, a guy named Ed Croft, and in the first book, you'll see a illustration and then some writing. But on the second book, we did double-page illustrations, so it pops even more. You know, it's more dramatic. It's more entertaining for the kids.
Okay. Do you all have kids, or do you have kids? And I don't know if you are a couple with Susan.
No, Susan and I are not a couple. She's okay. My mentor, and neither have kids. But we certainly have had planes over the years, and you know, I just purchased DeLaurentis Airport, and we're renovating it now, and we have some programs for the kids to help inspire them to fly. You know, to go up in an airplane, get some free ground school. So the mission is consistent, you know, from the foundation to my personal flying as well as Susan's and, you know, our passion for aviation.
Wait a minute. Your name is Robert De Laurentiis, and you just purchased the De Laurentiis Airport?
That's right. It's at Oak Harbor, and I'll let you in on a little surprise.
Oak Harbor? Where's Oak Harbor?
That's on Whidbey Island, just off the coast of Seattle.
Okay.
It's the gateway to the San Juans.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And, in the third book, Dash is going to make an appearance here at De Laurentiis Airport.
So, Dash is your main character, correct?
Yes, Dash is the main character.
Have you bought an airport and renamed it after you?
Yes, I have, and it's renamed after the foundation, and we're going to have a museum, and some of those planes that you see in those books are here. So they're real aircraft, the Citizen of the World, the Sea Swan, and the Carbon Cub as well.
That's wonderful. We only have 30 seconds left. Why are you known as the Zen Pilot?
Well, I wrote a book called Zen Pilot, Flight of Passion and the Journey Within about my first equatorial circumnavigation around the planet. And it's about the things we learn about life from flying planes and having challenges along the way.
Okay. Robert De Laurentiis and Susan Gibson are co-authors of The Little Plane That Could, as well as The Little Plane That Could Let's Fly. Is there a website? I know we can buy these books on Amazon.
Yes, there's a website. And by the way, it's Susan Gilbert, and it's Flying Through Life, and through is THRU. And you'll see links to these different books and some of the different things that we're doing.
Robert, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Good luck with the new book and the new airport named after yourself. We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.